Guru Nanak basically instituted this ritual where in order to become a Sikh, in order to convert to Sikhism, you say, is it baptism? No, no, it's not. It's no kind of baptism or anything. What you have to do was he would wash his feet and you had to drink the foot water. Yeah. True story. What's interesting is that the Bible covers everything, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The Bible covers this, believe it or not. So Guru Nanak founded Sikhism in the late 15th century. But there was a series of 10 gurus, right? Guru Nanak's the first guru. And then like, you know, a few hundred years later, they have the 10th guru, Guru Gobind Singh. They don't have any gurus since then. So the 10th guru, hundreds of years later, he did away with this practice. Now they drink sugar water. That's an improvement. Okay. Now they take a little miniature sword and they stir sugar into water with a miniature sword and you drink that. But for the first few hundred years, I mean, if you go back to the King James version of Sikhism, you know, back to the fundamental Guru Nanak himself and the other 8 gurus after him, and even Guru Gobind Singh for a while, you had to drink his foot water. I kid you not. Look it up. That's how you became a Sikh. By drinking his foot water. I'm not kidding, folks. You can't make this stuff up.
Pastor Anderson, are you sure Christianity is the right religion? Are you sure the Bible's the Word of God? What about all these other religions?
Don't you hear it? Look what the Bible says in Ezekiel 34, verse 2. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Look at verse 18. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, but you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk of the deep waters, but you must foul the residue with your feet. And as for my flock, they eat that which you have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which you have fouled with your feet.
Wow.
I mean, the Bible covers everything. Wow. You don't think God knew that the fifth largest organized religion in the world would be founded by a guy having people drink his foot water, and he put that in the Bible? God put everything in the Bible that needs to be there. That's why everything to debunk evolution's in the Bible, everything to debunk all the things we're facing today, all the current events, all the issues, it's all in the Bible. And even to debunk religions that weren't even around back then, it's right there, folks. And then we could point to our rock, Jesus, who washed the disciples' feet.
Amen. That's right.
Our rock washed the disciples' feet. Their rock washed his feet and said, drink up, buddy. Welcome to the religion, buddy. Talk about a cult. Can you imagine if Pastor Romero said, hey, listen, everybody, in order to join the church. Look, folks, this isn't about salvation. All you got to do to be saved is believe in Christ. But if you want to be a member of Steadfast Baptist Church, we're going to have a foot washing ceremony. My feet, you drink. You know what? It would be on the news. And they would say, this is a cult. This is bizarre. These people are brainwashed. These people are nuts. But you know what we're told today by the liberals? Respect all faiths. Respect all faiths. Respect all religions.